IDF Army Radio, Israel Believes War Ending, IDF Hitting Regime Targets. By Joel B. Polak on June 23, 2025. A report on Israel's Army Radio on Monday suggested that the Israeli government believes the war with Iran is ending, and therefore the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, targets include institutions of the Iranian regime. As Breitbart News reported Monday, Israel has shifted the focus of its attacks to include the Iranian regime's instruments of suppressing opposition, not just nuclear sites and ballistic missile launchers. These include the Basij paramilitary force and the gates of the notorious Evin prison. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel's goal is not regime change, though he has also urged the Iranian people to rise up. President Donald Trump also suggested Sunday that regime change might not be a bad idea after all, but the White House backed away from the idea on Monday, reiterating that it is not a goal of the war. An analyst on Army Radio said Israel is likely working to destabilize the Iranian regime in the belief that the war is winding down, so that when Israel's attacks stop, the Iranian opposition has a chance to rise up. The Wall Street Journal reported Monday that Israel is looking to end the war soon. President Donald Trump has also said he wants the war to end. Trump has called on Iran to seek an agreement or to surrender, but the Iranian regime seems fanatically committed to continuing a war that it is losing badly. Some Israeli analysts therefore believe that the only way to end the war might simply be to declare a unilateral ceasefire, retaining the ability to strike Iran if it tries to attack Israel again or tries to revive its nuclear program. In the meantime, Israel would like the Iranian regime to be as weak as possible, and to preserve the possibility of regime change in the future, just not as a direct result of Israeli or American attacks. Thus, the ongoing Mideast war could end within days, aside from the ongoing war in Gaza, where there are still 50 Israeli hostages, 20 of them living, and the Trump administration could soon declare victory. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.